We are joined by the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit. Good morning, Supervisor Rabbit.
Good morning, Pat.
What are you hearing from the Sonoma County Emergency Operations Center?
We are hearing that, obviously, the projections are still what they were late last night. I think as we sit here right now, at 6 a.m. this morning, you probably already said this, but 41.44 feet. Still looking to get to that 46-foot level.
Yes.
You know, they're all the precautions that are being taken at the river, the stationing of different first responders in the right areas has all occurred. We're following the Russian River Flood Disaster Response Plan, which unfortunately we've had to follow in the past, and our crews actually are very adept at.
One of the great, constant questions, I guess, when this happens on the Russian River is how many people actually evacuated once the mandatory evacuation notice went out yesterday afternoon. It's a hearty bunch up there, David.
Yeah, and that's a number we don't have. We know how many residents were affected and how many parcels, and the sheriff, I've heard from some people, they were pretty adamant when they were driving around, but of course, you know, like you said, the people who have been through this in the past believe they can stay, and you know, that's not to say that you can't be safe, but you just have to be careful.
Yeah, and you have to have a big stash of pork and beans and a can opener.
Yeah, that's for sure. And as you know, too, the once the water gets to the levels that they are at now, there become islands up there where you are basically cut off until the water recedes and people can get back to you. There's high access vehicles that can travel through some water levels, but you're basically kind of on your own for a while if that's what you choose.
Yeah, absolutely true. Absolutely true. Guerneville cut off as of about 5:45 this morning,
right,
as a matter of fact. And I have to ask you, I think we talked about this yesterday or the day before, about Highway 37. Here we are again
at
Atherton this morning.
Yeah, and I haven't heard if it was a failure of what they had done or just overwhelming of the K-Rail temporary flood wall that they had put in. It's not really, at the end of the day, I hate to say this, probably not that surprising given the amount of rain that we've had and the intensity that we had for the short period of time that would happen. Again, you know, depending on tides, depending if there's going to be a place to pump water, it will be how quickly that roadway can open again.
And, of course, one of the things that happened, well, two things of import this morning, and one is that it's not just the Russian River feeling the effects. And in terms of, you know, the rivers getting high, the tributaries and creeks getting high, and the roadways, you know, water spilling over onto the roadways, this really has become a Sonoma County issue.
That's so true. Certainly, if you look at the Sonoma Creek, and the southern end of the county, and that happened pretty quickly yesterday with flood waters inundating the roadways, certainly here in Petaluma.
Yeah.
I can tell you when I came home last night, it was rather late, but there was standing water everywhere. Again, the intensity of the rainfall, combination of the rivers being so high, nowhere for that water to go or get to quick enough. And that's why, again, people have to be so careful out there not to drive through those standing water. Watch out for hydroplaning if you're going at all, any kind of speed. Slow down, take your time, give yourself some extra time. Stay home, like we said yesterday, if you can. It's not worth it.
Well, I'll tell you, I just about got knocked off of Highway 12 this morning on my way in because it was, you know, dark and did not see that flooded roadway coming at all. And so it could happen at any time. And also, we're not thinking of, well, we're probably thinking about it, not planning for it yet, but the cleanup after something like this is extensive also.
It is, and I'm sure you let everyone know that yesterday afternoon our last piece of business on our board day was to come back in open session and actually declare an emergency, a local emergency, which is the first step in actually going down that path to secure funds to make sure that we can follow through on the cleanup, the assessment and the cleanup, helping people whose properties have been damaged get back opened and take care of the damage that they have themselves. So that is something that's in the works. We'll be certainly talking with the state to follow up on that. Ironically, yesterday one of the board action items that was on the morning, rather modest given the circumstances of today's flood, but we put out $75,000 to take care of some of the staff time that occurred with just the floods of the minor flood of 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So those dollars do go up exponentially, as you can imagine, as things get worse.
A minor drop in the bucket now, right?
Yeah, it's a bargain.
Yes, it is.
But the amount of people that were out all night throughout the county, again, can't give them enough praise for being out there in the elements, trying to make sure that everyone's safe, trying to continue to close those roads where need be, clear drainage where need be, including all of our friends at the utility companies, the CHP, you know, Sheriff TPW, and right down the list.
Yes, we still live in a community of heroes. There's no question about that.
Sure.
And I'll bet you'll agree with me about this, Supervisor Rabbit. I'm tired of Sonoma County making the national news when it comes to national or natural disasters.
Yeah, that's for sure. And again, you know, and what's also, as you know, the Water Agency has been on the forefront of really trying to do some research on atmospheric rivers and the effect that it has, not only on our water supply, which is important, obviously, but on flood control. This, again, kind of elevates that to the highest level.
Yeah.
This thing just came over. If you look at the satellite images, a big whipsaw of cloud cover came over, hit our county, and just kind of sat here. And last night it just stalled and poured down rain. And that's what we really need to make sure that we can follow. Satellite imaging on the West Coast is not as good as the West as the East Coast, and it's something that we really need to continue to work on in order to prepare better, in order to know where the rain is going to fall, and on those other occasions to make sure that we can manage all of our flood control projects, including the dams, more safely, knowing that a big plug of water is going to be coming downstream.
Can we agree not to use the D word for the remainder of 2019?
I think that's true as well.
I mean,
every year we want it to have a nice, slow, steady rain, fill the reservoirs up, top them off a little bit with some late spring rain. But I think this year, like you, I'm done.
Yes, indeed.
Call
it
a day.
We all need to ring out. Supervisor Rabbit, thanks for being with us. No doubt we'll talk again tomorrow.
Thank you, Pat.
That is Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit. Of course, the D word, that drought.